justice. Justice is my word, my star word for 2025. Justice. A concern for justice, peace, and genuine respect for people. The quality of being fair and reasonable. The admin of law and authority. Justice. I hold on to this word each and every day, wondering how it lives out in my life as minister, mom, community member, neighbor, and friend. For those of you who don't know what a star word is, it's a practice within many churches all over North America in January on Epiphany Sunday, where you take a star from a basket, and whatever word is on that star is the word for your year. Justice, to live with, recognize, connect with, pray for, weave, wonder about, hold on to. And today, grace is the word for this Sunday as we wrap up our six stone jars theme, our stone jars on the table, filled to the brim with the abundance of God's hope, purpose, healing, meaning, vision, and grace. So let me take justice and grace along with today's scripture reading about love and enemies and see how I can best weave this into our lives. God working through you and through me. Justice looks like the day a few years ago I witnessed violent road rage on my drive into the church. Love was walking into this sanctuary and lighting the Christ candle, and grace was the police officer who thanked me for calling it in because most people don't. Justice looks like my friend who recently came across an injured child on the side of Oak Street having just fell off his bike. Grace was pulling over, putting on her emergency lights, being yelled at by the inconvenienced drivers, and sitting with the injured child. Love was calling his parents and waiting until they arrived. Justice looks like a member of our youth group writing to the local government demanding that development be paused. Grace is the act of letter writing. Love is their care and attention for the trees and birds and lands. Justice looks like advocating for housing support here in Richmond, demanding that a broken elevator be fixed in a local building or the heat turned back on, supporting local farmers and fair trade coffee roasters. Justice looks like creating safe space for you and I to worship together. No matter our story, identity, gender, lifestyle, whether you rode your bike to church, took a taxi, whether you're 2, 42, or 82 years old. Our world needs a lot of doing good, blessing, and prayer these days. And like the great music artist Jackie DeShannon wrote in 1965, and maybe you'll sing with me, "What the world is, sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone." You can go listen to that later. Jesus is referring to love being the relationships we share and the behaviors that we all live out. When Jesus says, love your enemies, he's saying, behave toward your enemies in the ways that create justice, kindness, mercy, harmony, and well-being for all creation. And Jesus gifts us with the abundance of grace to do this. God wants us to carry about our behaviors in a way that is wholehearted, unreserved, and unconditional. Nothing is held back. There's no hesitation, no calculation of costs and benefits, no expectation of receiving anything in return. There's only total desire of well-being for others in the world. We all have stories. We are all witnesses to behaviors that make us feel uncomfortable, leading us to not like some humans in this world, sometimes not liking ourselves for the behaviors we hold on to. Or perhaps the behavior of your next door neighbor, your son-in-law, a friend at church. We may oppose behaviors and we may speak and act against something we stand for. I know in this community we have justice seekers, climate advocates, teachers creating safe places for kids to learn. We have neighbors helping neighbors. And yes, even helping grumpy Steve, who takes all your energy and effort but really just needs to get out of the house. Sometimes we don't know when we will be called to the well-being of others. Take this week's earthquake, or the car accident I came upon on our drive to school this week. A loved one calling, sharing health news. A friend needing a ride home after being out all night. Or a member of search and rescue receiving a lost child call during the middle of family dinner. This season of Epiphany is winding up, and over the last several weeks, God has blessed us with time to worship and pray together and reflect on abundance. The abundance of God's hope and healing, vision and grace. The abundance that God calls us into living out, and a reminder of God's transformative love and God's vision of a world without pain. A future where our jars are filled and overflowing with blessings that never run dry. Musicians are such a gift to us. We have a team right here every week. And our in-house quiet, yet not so quiet percussionist Brent is one of them. A few weeks ago, Brent met with the youth group for a special drumming circle. And it was during that time that he shared something along these lines. I am not a person. Oh, here it is. That's what you said. I am not a person who has many words, but I use my music to express my feelings, to reflect and think about the heaviness of the world, and I let my music help me do that. Yesterday, a United Church minister in the Maritimes who I know just happens to be a music person and a minister all blended into one. He was challenged by today's scripture, not sure where he was going with it. So, like most musicians, he sat down and wrote a song yesterday. Reverend Rick Gunn shares these words. One good measure. I say to you who listen, love your enemies. If you love those who love you, what good is that to me? It's all within reach. So your coat is stolen. I guess there was a need. Life can be a struggle. Don't hate the thief. It's all within reach. It's all within reach. One good measure pressed down, shaken up, running over, spilling from your cup. If someone hits your honor, turn the other cheek. Love puts hate off balance. Do it in community. It's all within reach. One good measure pressed down, shaken up, running over, spilling from your cup. Loving just insiders. Enemies are no more. Loving just insiders. Enemies are no more. One good measure. Pressed down, shaken up, running over, spilling from your cup. If anyone still hears me, I've got a new golden rule. Do unto others as God does unto you. Do unto others as God does unto you. Amen.